That was Dua Lipa levitating. You're on STC Radio with Declan and Gabe. How are you, Gabe?
I'm good. It's a lovely morning. I say with air quotes.
Well, it's been miserable day the past couple of days, but hopefully it'll turn better today and for the weeks to come. But we'll jump right into our next song, Coldplay, My Universe. You're on. Just wanted to let the little music go for a bit because I quite like that ending. But right now, Gabe, we're talking about what makes a topic controversial.
Okay, so this is the official definition of controversial. Giving rise or likely to give rise to controversy or public disagreement. It's basically saying, like, stuff like, this is very controversial, but being gay is an epidemic.
Okay.
That's something that's controversial, Gabe, because a lot of people believe in it and a lot of people don't believe in it, and it's just going to create controversy.
Okay, Gabe, we're just going to move aside from that horrible example.
Can
you just describe, that's like me saying being sad is like being sad. You just said being controversial is something, like a controversial thing is something that creates controversy. Like you can't describe a word with the word itself, alright?
I'm sorry, but that's the official definition. It's basically like it's saying that saying something that will cause two different types of people that believe in different things to have an argument.
All right, this is my opinion, and that's funny enough. Controversy is divide. I can't say that. A controversy is desire. God, I can't speak. It's from opinion. I can't speak today. It's from opinion, like. There would, because controversy is argument, basically, and, well, your opinion is what causes arguments.
Yes.
What think about
so
that.
So basically, being controversial is just having an opinion that people won't like.
Okay. So, any final words, Gabe?
Yes.
What?
Don't be controversial. You'll just end up losing to a bunch of people on Twitter.
Agree with each other. All right, but next up, we have Ed Sheeran.
That was Shivers by Ed Sheeran. You're on the morning show with Gabe and Declan.
Yay. Okay, Gabe, now we're doing top 10. So what's your top 10 most nostalgic games?
So today we're doing top 10 most nostalgic games.
Literally, yes.
But at number 10, it is the original Crash Bandicoot.
Oh, I haven't played the original one, but I have played the Insane Trilogy, and I must say it's pretty good.
Yeah, basically anyone who had a PlayStation 1 had this game. And it was described as having the best graphics out of every game in that era.
Totally not true. But sure, what's your number 9?
Number 9 is Super Mario Kart, the first one again.
Haven't played that game, but I've heard good things about it.
It's really good.
Yeah, what makes it good?
Just the fact that it's Nintendo.
Wow, so descriptive. Alright, Gabe, what's your number 8?
Sonic the Hedgehog 2.
Sonic the Hedgehog 2? What? Why?
I don't know.
Oh, that's the one of Tails, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, what's your number? I just said.
Well,
number
not
two.
My number 7.
Well, Gabe, okay, well, he's just ruined this. Okay, what's your top 10, Gabe?
These.
Okay, well, then.
Number 7 is Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time, I think.
Ocarina?
Probably,
so you haven't played these games?
I've played most of these games, okay?
Okay, well, only say the ones you've played because they're supposed to be nostalgic games. Well,
this will be nostalgic for some people.
Okay,
and then number 6 is Final Fantasy.
Final Fantasy? Never heard of that.
Yeah, well.
Alright, what's your next one?
Next one is Outrun, the classic.
Outrun? I've never heard of this. What?
Streets
exist.
How do you have to know Streets of Rage 2?
Nah.
At least know number 3, which is Street Fighter 2 Turbo.
No.
At least know Street Fighter.
No. Oh, wait, Street Fighter, yeah, that's like an old
You have
game.
To know number 2, which is Tetris.
Oh, yeah, that used to be the highest selling game of all time, but I'm pretty sure it got taken over by Minecraft, was it?
Probably. Dude. Anyway, at number 1, we have... The classic Super Mario Bros.
Another game I've never played. Okay.
He has never played any of these games, and it makes me really annoyed because these are all classics and the greatest games ever.
Well, next up, we have Oh My God by Adele. Apparently.
Oh My God by Adele. You're on the morning show with Gabe and Declan.
And we'll jump back into our next topic. The Simpsons have released their new season.
Yes, it is season 33.
Was that 33 seasons?
Yes.
To be honest, I actually kind of thought they were I remember watching The Simpsons. It's pretty cool. If you haven't watched it, I don't know how you haven't. It's great. It's amazing. It's one of the all-time classics. I don't know why I'm going up to something here. It's cool. And I like with The Simpsons, when you buy the DVD set, there's a character's face on it. Not sure if you know that. But so you have the basic, like, DVD, and then you get a character's face. And that's really cool.
Yeah. I'm just searching up how long it's Simpsons been running for.
If I had to guess, out of my estimate, I think it'll be about, it has to be at least 30 years.
I think so. Oh, the first episode aired on the TV in December 17,
2089. Wow, that's...
So it's been...
Oh, that's a while ago.
It's been running for over 30 years.
We've been keeping up with the family for a while, and yet somehow Bart's still like 8 years old. Is the Simpsons character canonically? I don't know. They have, I'd assume like Bart's probably like 12.
He's 10.
And Homer's probably like his 30s.
Late 40s, yeah.
What? God, I don't know ages.
I've been keeping up with The Simpsons since episode 1. Obviously not from 1989, because I did not exist back then.
Do you plan on watching the new season?
I'm currently watching all the seasons from episode 1.
Damn. Well, you know, you take this seriously. But next up, we have, a Long Drives with Boy Uke. I don't know how to.
Long Drives by Boy with a Uke.
Which apparently I can't say. You're on SCC Radio.
It's called Boy with a Uke because he uses a ukulele.
I don't know.
Just so you know.
What did I say? Like, Uke?
You said Boy Uke.
Okay, well, look, we all know I'm not the brightest. But now we're talking about the designated graffiti areas in Christchurch. Graffiti's cool. I mean, not cool as in it's like...
Yeah, but I mean, like, after the earthquakes, they actually hired some graffiti artists to graffiti buildings so it didn't look so bland and broken.
That's cool. Okay.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. And then the massive spray cans in, like, the city centres where you can just graffiti and get wiped every week. Mm. So you have to go back and graffiti again.
Part of someone's routine.
Just every week you wake up on Monday morning, go out to the city centre and just graffiti for no reason.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's to make the city pop a bit more. You know, it's like a public service.
Yeah, and it means that walls don't get graffiti.
Yeah, I guess. But we'll jump right into our next song. It is Kid Laroi, Justin Bieber, Stay.